Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Crystal Hughes for Divine Feminine Reawakening, and this is our call for the energetic management system. Thank you for being here. It's so wonderful to have you here for the group coaching call. The energetic management system is something that is so vital for us to have in our lives. And we are doing this amazing program where we're going through each one of the exercises in the energetic management system. Now, we have a lot of information to cover and to learn about our energy field and specifically the EMS system. So I want to let you know that it's so wealthy at a soul level to be doing this. This is a group of exercises that will change your life, putting the power back into your hands. So tonight we're going to actually be working with grounding, the grounding exercise, and it is a practical and real way for us to transform things for lasting change because it anchors us into the earth. It's about bringing a state of presence and awareness and focused logic as a standard way of being. So we're gaining the capacity to transmute old, worn-out emotions, outdated patterns, and to turn them into gold, literally. So that's what we mean by alchemizing things. We're turning in those base, lower base thought emotions into this beautiful golden energy. But the reason why I like the energetic management system is because it leads us to a sense of confidence within and also to greater health, happiness, and we get to use these exercises and begin to trust ourselves. We get to trust that we can take control and take charge of our lives. So before we get started in going deeper into the grounding exercise, I'd love to take everyone through a process of getting on the golden grid and lighting up, activating that grid and illuminating happiness energy. Okay, so now what we'll do is bring all of our attention into our heart space. We're going to connect right in at the heart. That space is known as the heart convergence point because the divine universal structure, the golden grid, moves in and through our body and converges right there in the center space of our hearts. So if you imagine now bringing all your attention right there, breathe in. And just sit in the stillness of your heart and allow yourself to hear the rhythm of your heartbeat. Align the rhythm of your heartbeat with the heartbeat and the pulse of the universe. Allow the energies to align you to your higher self. Good. Now dropping down into your body fully and completely as that grid moves in and through you. We have to have your awareness there and present inside your body. So call your awareness back from wherever it is. Letting everything go right now that's out there. We're coming inside. Your awareness drops down below your eyebrows, behind the eyes, and it's resting on your spine, just as if it's reclining against your spine. So you can't go back any further than your spine. You're not going any further forward than your eyes. And you're resting inside your body. Draw that awareness down through your body. Bring it all the way down and make sure it goes down through your legs, in through your shins and calves, and all the way down through your ankles and your feet. In order to stabilize the energy, we have to have you heart connected. We have to have your heartbeat in rhythm with the divine pulse. And we have to have anchored awareness inside your body. Excellent. Okay. All right. So now that we're on the grid, we're connected in at the heart, imagine the beautiful vertical line of that golden grid moving down through your heart chakra, through your body, all the way down through the earth and past the earth. Imagine the golden grid horizontal line coming through the front of your body, your heart chakra, and out the back of your heart chakra. And then to the left or right of your body, moving through your heart chakra and out the other side. This beautiful divine structure wants to support you. It wants to have you know and understand your power as a creator, the capacity for which you can call upon energies and activate this grid supports not only you, but everyone around the world and the earth, the entire universe. So tonight we're activating the grid with happiness. So I want you to remember a time where you were in a state of happiness, where you felt lighthearted. You may have had a smile on your face. Your body might have felt light and free-flowing. And how we activate the grid is simply to request happiness energy to flow through. So imagine that energy of happiness is coming from the universe. And it's moving through you as an individual. It has your divine signature on it. It has your essence in that happiness all mixed in. Now move that light in and through your body. And you might even find that it feels good to run the energy through your body from the top of your head all the way down and back up again. And now send that out from your heart space and imagine it going out. And that happiness is just flowing out from you. That whole grid is lit up. And your energy is not being drained at all. You're allowing yourself to be a channel and to be connected and to just light yourself up and send the happiness energy all the way out, so it begins shifting your immediate environment, all of the plants and the animals around you get activated with happiness, the earth gets inspired, and all the people all the way out across the globe, you doing this exercise is actually supporting someone somewhere across the globe and experience happiness. Excellent. Okay. Oh my goodness. Oh. How beautiful is that feeling? And let me just say, if you had any sadness before, just let that be transmuted. You know, this grid is so powerful. It can literally zap any energies and instantly transmute them. And so when you're on the grid, and I'm going to leave you on the grid, we don't have to come down from it. Just know that we're actually moving to that higher level dimension, and we are experiencing the influx of energies, and it can allow us to manifest our dreams so we can begin thinking about and thinking from the heart, not the mind, thinking about, feeling, evoking the inspiration in order to call forth the energies that we need to manifest what it is we desire. Okay. So tonight we're talking about the energetic management system. So let's start. start by going over the five exercises. I'm just going to do those briefly because tonight we're going to start with the essential grounding, our first class, and going over that, and I'll take you through the process, okay? So the exercises in the energetic management system are essential grounding. And that is really about allowing us to get connected, stabilize, and secure our energy. And we can use the grounding cord for many things. We want to do this exercise every single day, every morning when we wake up. The second exercise is body scanning. It's going to allow us to discover where we might have hidden emotions, where we've stored them. The third exercise is the emotional releasing. So this is about getting the emotions out, the emotions that are holding us back, that are trapped, that are blocking us, blocking our energy flow. The fourth exercise is the emotional replacing exercise. You're going to hear me say this a lot of times. Anytime we release, we have to replace. We want to raise our vibration and carry a vibration that's much higher. Any lower level energies, releasing and letting those go. The fifth and last exercise is your inner imaging exercise. So you know as you move through life, you're taking these snapshots. The inner imaging exercise allows us to clear and release and let go of all those pictures, all those memories, letting them go. All right, let's go through and discover a little bit more about the first exercise, the essential grounding. As we grow and progress into expanded states of consciousness and awareness, it's great to have a way to know and trust ourselves and also to be aware enough to validate our feelings. The grounding exercise allows us to do this because when we're grounded, we're capable of witnessing conditions and circumstances without overreacting. When we're ungrounded, we aren't able to fully tune in. It's like we're half plugged in. We're not secure. We don't have a good, secure mental, emotional position. And we're not going to be able to know what's going on in our surroundings. So grounding helps us to be able to stabilize and to stay in a position of security throughout our day. Also to be fully cognizant and aware in any given moment. So if we need to make a decision, if something's happening around us or in our lives, and we need to make a tactical decision on the spot, grounding's going to help us be so present that we can do that. We know what to do, we can trust ourselves, and we are validating our own intuitive feelings. Sometimes we get a gut feeling to do something, but then we question it because we're not fully grounded. So we might just think, oh, that's just my mind playing tricks on me. But truthfully, it might be that we're getting direct guidance from our higher self or intuition in that moment. So we always want to make sure that we're connected securely. So I like to use the visualization of grounding all the way down into the earth from the base point of our spine and really digging down deep into the center of the earth and having it land into that ball of light and lock around that ball of light. The ball of light visualization where we ground into is a recycling plant where the high vibrational Schumann waves actually are stored. Our earth stores energy for us to transmute. So we no longer have any excuse to stay in any kind of attitude or positioning or take any kind of stance and feel like we're out of control. We can actually learn from the emotions, and then we can send them down to transmute them. And we want to ground because we want to be living in that present moment. Otherwise, life's just going, you know, going by, and we're just living by circumstances. We feel out of control. We're at a loss of power and a lack of awareness, and we're not able to hear the warnings. So I want you to be able to simply be in that space. And, for example, when I get into my car, the first thing that I do is ground my car. And I ask for any information that I need while driving to just arrive, you know, anything I need to have a safe trip is just going to be present to me, and I'll just arrive safely at my destination. One day I was driving from L.A. down to Palm Springs, and in Palm Springs, of course, it's very hot. And, you know, they're not used to having rains down there. And it had just rained, and there was little patches of water on the freeway. And as I was driving, I heard this voice of my intuition tell me, switch lanes, move over to the right. And so I immediately switched lanes. And just a few minutes later, this car passes me, speeding at a high rate, hits one of the patches of water, and spins, slams against the center barrier, goes out into the lane next to me, doesn't hit my car. Because fortunately, I listened to my higher self. And I was able to go by and not get caught up in that. So we want to be cautious and open and aware. And we want to be grounded, and we want to also ground our environment and ground our car. We also can, you know, allow for our space of business to be grounded as well. Okay? So it's kind of like the safety mechanism. Okay. Now, an important thing to remember is that we want to check our grounding cord throughout the day. So even though I haven't taken you through this process, I want to go over a little bit, and then I'll do a guided journey, and we'll actually create your grounding cord, and you can send your name through it. Name actually helps support that energy and being you and you owning that energy. Okay. So what can happen is when we set our grounding cord, as we're going throughout the day, things can happen and we can kind of get this feeling of being sideswiped or being surprised by something, right? Have you ever just gotten one of those calls where you just, 1 minute everything's flowing and then the next minute it's like, oh my God, or some kind of emergency happens? And that just happened to me recently. One of my very best friends actually got in a bad burn. She burned her whole hand and her wrist, and it was a second degree burn. And, you know, I had just, prior to that, I was actually getting ready for bed, and I actually heard this cry for help, you know, calling for me, but actually my body was on fire. And I turned to my boyfriend and I said, oh my God, I'm burning up. My body just feels like, I feel like I'm on fire. You know, is the heater on? What's going on? But it was actually my friend had just burned her whole hand. And I was actually so connected with her, I was actually feeling that burn as well, but I was just feeling it as heat. Now, being grounded allows things like that to happen and you to not panic. Okay, so some of you who might have children, you've had those kinds of experiences. The phone rings and you hear, you know, is this the mother of so-and-so? And immediately your heart just drops and you think, oh my God, please let them be okay. So you want to be grounded, but these conditions in our lives sometimes will cause our grounding cord to have holes or breaks or frays or something in them, like, you know, tears or rips. So we might go into the state of fight flight when something unexpected happens, or our grounding cord can be pulled out. So you want to make sure to check your grounding cord throughout the day and be sure to keep creating a new grounding cord as many times as you need to. Now, you're probably going to get better at this. Okay, so if you're just starting using the energetic management system, don't worry. Okay, the wonderful thing about it is the more that you do it and practice it, the more real it becomes. Sometimes, you know, you're imagining these things and you think, oh my God, is this really happening? You know, is this real? It is real. Our grounding cord can also be used to release any pent-up energy and emotion. It can be used to release messages, rules, attitudes, or things that you may have accumulated in your past, okay? So even the ways that you're taught to experience life from your parents, So let's just say that you want to process out or release and let go of emotions using your grounding cord. You can imagine gathering all the frustration, let's say, from your body or your energy field, and you can drop it down the grounding cord into that ball of light. If it's some kind of attitude or some kind of rule that you had learned a long time ago from your parents, you can just simply drop it and burn it up, transmute it. Because, you know, parents are really good at putting things into our mind, ways that things should be done, and it has to be done in a certain way. That may not be serving you. That may not be the way that you want to do something, okay? So it's really time for us. We have to individuate to a certain degree and set those healthy boundaries, and we start claiming what our values are and what we want to believe, okay? So you can let go of any old beliefs, idiosyncrasies, anything that you want to release and reclaim your way of doing it, something that suits your natural inclination, okay? There's no one right way. You have to discover your own creative way. And so we can release and let go, and that's going to help us align and bring more vitality through our body. So we can clear all kinds of things. It's good for us to use this grounding cord to release and let go of things that are holding us back. Anything that was projected onto us by parents or friends or exes or any of that. And we get to create a new way of doing things. We get to live every single day in that present moment and ground it, okay? All right. Now, another important thing is at night your grounding cord can just dissolve. You can drop it down. In the morning you can create a new grounding cord. It takes practice. It takes application. But you're going to find your instinctive way to do it and maintain that awareness of whether you're grounded or not. And, you know, you can have fun creating new grounding cords. It can be any kind of grounding cord. It can be an anchor, a beam of light. It can be a tree trunk with these big roots. It can be a delicate lotus flower with those roots going down into the earth. It could be a velvet rope. It can be an actual cord. It can be a braid of cords, like you're triple grounding something. And when someone's going through a difficult time, like a lawsuit or a divorce, I always say you need a triple ground. So instead of one grounding cord, you have three. And just, you want to check and see. Many times what I'll see is that someone's grounding cord is really flimsy. Like maybe it's just a tiny little cord, like, you know, like a telephone cord that you would plug in, or a cord for your computer. No, we want it big. You know, we want to make it big, but you have to make it so that you can move and you feel free and you're flexible. So however you want to create that, we want you to ground into that center point and feel comfortable. Okay, so let's go ahead and go through the grounding process, so that we are just allowing ourselves to be free. We can release codependent relationships, the way we hand over control to others. We can start feeling capable. We can decipher our intuitive messages. We no longer need to be a victim to even our own beliefs and attitudes. Okay, so let's go ahead now. And what I want you to do is just close your eyes. Take a nice deep breath, and you're already connected to the heart space. Your awareness is anchored in your body. You're connected to that beautiful golden grid. Now we're going to have you ground into that ball of light to recycle energies to keep you grounded and keep you stabilized. So I want you to imagine, as your attention is put to the base of your spine, imagine a connection forming, and this is the connection that's going to connect your grounding cord to you, to your body. Now, Consider what you want your grounding cord to be. Again, it could be a very powerful beam of light. It could be a crystal. It could be an anchor. Whatever it is for you, send that grounding cord down in and through the earth and imagine it anchoring right in, locking in, wrapping around the ball of light. These high vibrational energy waves are there. And you're going to now, you're going to state your name out loud, your full complete name out loud, and imagine sending that vibration of your name down your grounding cord 3 times. Okay, so now you have your grounding cord. This might be your first grounding cord. It might be, you know, your 10,000th grounding cord. It has your name on it. It's your energy. Now, what you might find is that you want to change it, and that's fine too. You can literally cut that grounding cord right now, drop it down, burn up any of the energy, and create a brand new one. And maybe you like that one better. You can try out your cords, your grounding cords, and see what suits you, what suits your lifestyle. Okay, excellent. All right. So now what we're going to do is we're going to practice sending some energies down into that ball of light. So I want you to imagine now spinning a vortex around your whole body and around your energy field, spinning it counterclockwise. And I want you to imagine now sending out, down and out, any lower level frequencies, any dull energies, any stagnant energies, any energies that are blocking you. And let's just go through the major ones. Any anger, any sadness, sending down grief, sending down pain, especially if you have a certain area of your body. Any blockages that are in your organs, sending them down. Remember, you have to consciously imagine transmuting, burning up. Sometimes I just hear this kind of sizzle. Or sometimes, you know, when you're deleting something and putting it in the trash on your computer and you hear that sound, sometimes I think of that sound. Some of you are more visual. Some of you are more auditory. Some of you just need to feel and know. Again, there's no right and wrong way. It's just simply you directing your energy by using your imagination. Any disappointment, any fear, any frustration, send it down. There we go. Whew, that was a lot. Burning it up and transmuting it. Okay, there you go. So we're going to keep those vortexes up around you while we go through this, because you never know, as I'm reading, as I'm doing intuitive readings, sometimes things come up, right? And sometimes you'll know, oh my God, I'm going to clear that right now, and you can just send that down. Okay? All right, now at the end, we'll want to just take that vortex down and transmute that vortex as well, and then you call all that fresh energy back to you. Okay, well, let's go ahead now and let's get started with the question and answer. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and take a live caller. Cheryl, you are number one. You've been on for a little while here. So let me go ahead and unmute you. Mm-hmm. Cheryl, are you there?
Yeah. Yes, I'm there. Good night, Crystal. So I'm happy to be on with you. Hi.
Hi. Okay. So what is your question?
My question is, if you have been told, like I was told by you, that you have an entity in the body,
yeah,
and you need to take it out, what I'm wondering, it's been there all my life apparently. Is it something that is affecting my life in many ways, and will my life change a lot if it comes out? Because I have a lot of blockages, and I'm not exactly. I feel very confused sometimes, and I feel hindered in a lot of ways, like I can't.
Yes, okay. So let me talk just a little bit in general about energies and entities. Things that are that what we call entities can be literally an accumulation of negative thought forms, or it can actually be something that was handed down. Let's say that a parent, a grandparent or a parent passed away, and they had a mission. They incarnated with a mission, let's say, to clear something in this lifetime, and they didn't. That entity can actually be handed down to the next generation. Also, we have darker energies that can get attached to us. Now, if we've had any kind of addiction, or if we were, even if we were drunk, or if we were high or something like that, we can drop our boundaries and energies can attach to us. Now, those energies can stay for a long time, and what happens, especially if they come in when we're young, we just grow up thinking that we're just that way. You know, I'm just not good at this, or I just have an addiction to that, because some of the entities or energies are really just programs for addiction or programmed to do some kind of behavior, right? The energies can live through you. They can actually kind of get their kicks, you know, by living off of someone else's life force. So there's different varieties. When you have those energies shifted at whatever level of entity you're talking about,
mm-hmm,
your life can change dramatically to, oh, okay, I don't have that craving for sugar anymore. See, for me, I had passed down this energy, just craving for sugar, 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 sugar. And it was really from both of my parents, because they were addicts, right?
Mm.
And I took that on, and I took on a lot of shame as an entity as well, stacked up shame. So you have to clear and release those. So, yes, it's very important for you to do it, because we want you to be you. And you might not know you, and you have to also recognize it is a process, okay? Because when you're releasing something that you've had for all your life or so many years, you want to take steps, right? You have to be able to have support, and you want to know that once you clear and release it, even though it's something that may have not been healthy for you, you might still have this strange kind of dynamic, unconscious attachment to it or to being that way. You may have even created personas around it. You may have even claimed that, I am this way. I'm just that way. That's just how I live life. But no, you don't have to claim having any kind of certain illness. You don't have to claim having any kind of certain condition. You know, you are a dynamic being. All of us are these dynamic beings. So my suggestion is, yes, as soon as possible. I have an email to someone I can send you. If you want to email me, I can tell you exactly who to go to do that extraction.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, love. Okay, take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay, from Walden, New York, R and L, and the number is 845. Hello.
Hey, hi, Crystal. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. Do you remember me?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I'm really honored to be on this call again tonight with you.
Nice. What's your question?
Yes, I just want to let you know, well, first of all, that exercise you just did, I really feel much more positive and much more calm. So I thank you for that introduction.
Yeah.
But, so I asked you another question about, you know, having a bonus and stuff, but I also have something else in my mind.
Uh-huh.
There's a girl that I've been, like, very, like, crazy about
mm-hmm.
since I was like a teenager
mm-hmm.
and I've been trying to like release all that energy out from her because
mm-hmm.
I don't know why like the energy I have towards her is very very powerful to me.
Okay, well it is, and I do see the energetic cord, and I also see kind of the dance and play of the soulmate energy. So what I want you to know is it's because the energies are entwined. So what I'm seeing is the first thing when we're clearing and releasing, and I talk about this in Soulmate Alchemy, it's vital for us. We don't want to be, I want to say a victim, but we don't want to allow anyone to have more control over us and our mind and our consciousness than we do. And sometimes we get attached to people and then we lose control of our own mind and our capacity to focus. Like maybe you found that, you know, for years you haven't been able to focus because your attention keeps going back to her. And
yes.
Sometimes, yeah, it wouldn't allow you to move forward. What I'm seeing specifically is I'm seeing in the power center, you are connected to her. You have had a past life with her. You have had a love relationship with her. You have been married to her in a past life. I don't feel like that's supposed to be in this lifetime. But because you have had that marriage with her and that union before, it feels so sweet and so familiar that you are actually allowing that connection to remain. Your next level is to take back your power, and you want to cut and cancel the cord. Now, there's a key to cutting and canceling cords. The key is that you have to release the attachment by getting the lesson. So what you're going to do is you're actually going to communicate with the cord itself. See, the cord is energy, and it bonds you to that other person because there is a lesson in it. So the question is, why have you not taken back your power? What are you afraid of losing? And how and when will you be ready to reclaim that and to let go? Because right now, you have to have every little bit of energy that's yours in order to go to that next level of expression in the world. Okay, so what you're going to need to do is you're going to have to cut that cord with her and just go ahead and if you want to, if you're ready, go ahead and just claim that on this call tonight and just let everybody know that you're going to be doing that and you're ready to go to that next level.
Okay, and that's how I was also, I don't know if I'm doing it correctly, that's how I was also trying to figure out how do I do that.
You have to actually have a conversation. It sounds kind of strange, but you actually have to imagine that cord there. You have to have a conversation and see what is my lesson, almost as if you're asking the divine part of you, your higher self, and that cord to explain that to you and express that to you. Okay? And then you can literally just imagine pulling it out or cutting it and releasing it and sending the energies down.
Okay, thank you
very
much.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, let's go to the Q&A center here. All right. We have Kathy from Atlanta. Hi, Crystal. I moved to Atlanta last week. You told me back in June it was 100% good for me. Can you check and see what's going on with me still taking on other people's energy? I think it's my immune system. What can I do? And do you see when I'll meet my beloved? Okay, let's just check and see, Kathy, what's going on here. Still taking on other people's energy. Yeah. Well, it's interesting because I'm actually seeing a mask come off of you, which is really great because whatever that persona was, that mask is wanting to come off and actually move out and away from you. And so this was passed down, this habit that you have of taking on other people's energy actually came through your grandmother's lineage, okay? On your mom's side, your grandmother's lineage, and it goes back, and it looks like it goes back 5 generations. Now, there is kind of this people-pleaser energy that is lodged in your stomach, and that's actually what's bringing your energy down. And when I say your energy, I literally mean what I'm seeing is a collapse of your boundaries. You're just not able to hold it yet. You will be. I'm seeing within the next 3 months, you're going to be stronger. You know, we have our body has an immune system, and our energetic system has an immune system, right? So we have to channel light. We have to literally infuse our consciousness, our emotional body, our mental body with high vibrational energies. So what I'm hearing first off is go back and clean up that timeline, but also be cautious about what you're bringing into your body and what you're feeding your energy bodies as far as your environment, okay? Wonderful. Thank you. Okay. Now, Julia from London says, hi, Crystal. Thank you for all your guidance and love. It is deeply appreciated. Oh, you're so welcome. I've struggled with addiction and have been sober for 8 years, but I don't really agree with labeling myself an addict. I do find myself getting addicted to love, boyfriends. Any advice on why this might be? Yes, so again, as I was talking about that, sometimes we have an accumulation of energies that actually are lodged into our energetic field that has us really live out the addicted persona. And the addicted persona, you could actually pull that persona out, the persona of the addict. And it's so funny because I'm getting ready to do a live call on February 8th that's all about addiction. And the way to clear and release that is to work directly with the energy. So it doesn't work so much to just work with your physical body. What you're going to want to do is pull out the persona that is the addict. And so you're going to witness that addict persona, and you're going to get a sense of when that was created. Why is that addict persona an archetype in your chart this lifetime? What is it that you were wanting to experience and then overcome so that it was a reflection of your personal power? Okay? Now, the other thing that I'm seeing as far as addicted to the love and the boyfriends is actually like it's this high, this energy that gets really high off of the rush. How many of us have that? We get a high off of this rush of energy that comes through when we feel this type of love and we fall in love. That comes from the back sacral chakra. Now, I'm seeing that it was in this lifetime, and it was only a couple months even after you were born. So literally like 2 months after you were born, I'm seeing that addicted person around you. So who was that addicted person? Because they're still, their energy is still lodged in your field. Okay, so you're going to want to clean that person out. Okay. All right, here, let's see. Who do we have next? We have Dee. That's D-E-E from Centerville. Hi, Crystal. I bit my tongue several months ago quite hard on the right side. Do you feel the numbing as part of the healing process? Do you see me meeting my... Okay. So let me just check and see what's going on with that. Okay. So actually, Dee, what's going on is I'm seeing kind of this stiff, tight, restricted energy inside your body. And it's a withhold. It's a withholding. It's a withholding of information, withholding of communication, suffering around not being able to communicate. And what I'm seeing is seven past lives ago. And what I'm seeing is actually even a very strong-willed person that didn't give you your freedom to communicate to the degree that you just simply stopped talking. You didn't want to talk at all, okay? So I would do the timeline exercise, go up above your timeline, go all the way back, and literally looking down on that, the anger is very palpable. So you're going to want to clear anger out of that. That's what's attached to the numbing, okay? And letting that go. Okay, thank you for the question. Okay, Diane from Portugal. Hi, Crystal. Can you tell me if there's anything my higher self needs me to know for my personal growth? All right, Diane, I'm looking directly at your crown chakra. And what I'm seeing is I'm seeing that people have their hands inside your crown chakra. It's almost as if they're trying to pick your brain. You know that term, pick your brain? That they're actually in there. So you have this persona, this personality trait of wanting to offer information to people like counselors, therapists, all of that. But there is a hole in your aura that actually has people coming through and reaching in and trying to pull information. So that pattern isn't good for you anymore. So you really have to work on integrating that persona and clearing the energy and go back to the reason why she was created and start to work on that part of you that lets people in to such a degree that it's clogging up your communication center, your intuitive center, how you get information. Okay. All right, we have Lydia from Indiana. Hi, Crystal. I had a numerology reading, and they said that I was supposed to have an affluent life, but lately it's been very hard, no job, no income. What's going on? Please, can you tell me what it is? Okay. So let me just check and see. Okay. Now, it's an interesting cycle that you're in. And it must be really tough because I'm seeing it. I'm seeing all this kind of a dust cloud that you're in. Okay, so where it stems from is at the base root chakra, and I actually do get a vow of poverty. I do get a lot of frustration there as well. And I feel like you were misplaced, like you were an orphan and you were placed into this situation where you had to take a vow of poverty. And that's only part of it, okay? So once you clear that, this is going to open a little. But what I'm seeing is it's a cycle that you're going through, and that cycle is in your chart. And the reason why you're going through this cycle is not only because you have to clear that vow of poverty, but also because what you're going through is actually rebuilding your sacral chakra. So, you know, have you ever heard, like, that a company has to close down for remodeling? That's what I'm getting. You have a deeper level that you can understand yourself. And you haven't experienced that yet. So you have to go through this and push through this. Don't give up. Don't give up. It's just so you can understand yourself a little bit more. Okay? Now I see that this is going to change within the next 2 to 3 months. All right? Okay, beautiful. Thank you. All right, Chris from San Fran. Hi, Crystal. Thanks for offering these Tuesdays. As I'm wondering about if I still need to break through blocks, love and money remain just out of reach, or do I just practice patience? Am I on the right path? Love, Chris. Okay, let's just check and see what's going on, Chris. Oh, wow. Okay. I'm actually seeing energy on your right side, right below your hip bone, that looks like a hernia. So I don't know if you actually have a hernia or if it's just if the energies are stagnant there and look like a hernia. So that would be affecting your sacral chakra. And there's a pattern that came through your mom, and I see that it was handed down. Now, I know that you're wanting to, you know, break through. One thing that's really practical to do, though, is just actually write out the ideology, you know, the things that were programmed in you about love and money, because it's your sacral chakra. And this hernia is really like stretched and pulled muscles. So it's not having you rebuild this foundation that I feel like you're supposed to be building right now. And I want you to go in and I want you to see what emotion is there sitting in that spot. So again, if you're sitting down, you feel your hip bone and you put your hand on your hip, your fingers are actually, if you pushed on your fingers, if your hand's resting on your hip, it's right there on the right side of your body. And go in and start clearing that emotional energy. Okay? All right. Okay, Maki from Norway. Hi, Crystal. I really feel that I have outgrown my place of living and working. Does my higher self have any insights on this? Where or when should I move? And is there anything I should do regarding my work that would be beneficial for me right now? Okay, let's check and see. When would it be good to move? Okay. Two months. It's best for you to move within the next 2 months. And let's just check and see for your work. Yeah, so Maki, there's another level that you can go, that you can dig deep. Now, what I'm seeing is, and I know, you know, this writing comes up, but what I'm actually seeing is another layer that you can go that's really deep, and it has to do with your expression. And there's like a person that's kind of holding the reins and holding you back. And you don't feel like you can fully express. I don't feel like you can express the truth of you. Like if you actually had all the money, and in regards to your expression of your work, what would your colorful display be? How would you actually colorfully display yourself, your work? What does it look like? Like being an artist, what would your work be? That's what's wanting to come out. And she's screaming, Like, she wants to come out. She wants to express. And I feel like it's kind of a metal bar across your chest, and it's holding you back. So we want to get in there and go really deep, okay? All right. Okay. Here we go. Melissa from Melbourne, Australia. Hi, Crystal. Aw, thank you. Hi. What does my higher self say in terms of what's blocking me from feeling comfortable launching my website with all my articles? I have no trouble and so love intuitively writing my messages to help the world. I just feel so uncomfortable exposing them. I feel so torn. And why am I feeling so foggy about magnetizing in the women that are to be my tribe? I'm so passionate to really make a difference, but I feel so stuck. What's going on? Okay. Let's just check and see what is going on. Have you worked on the shy part of you? Because I'm seeing her like 4 years old, really shy, and she's kind of hiding. She's got her, you know, she's holding on to her little blankie and her little teddy bear, and she's really shy. But I want you to know that it's just because you put so much of your heart into it, you really have this part of you that wants that display of your truth that comes out in your writing to be acknowledged and to be accepted. And the insecurity is still there. And sometimes when that happens, you just have to have somebody else support you in clearing that. Now, the other thing you can do is just do it anyway. You're going to have to deal with this little girl that doesn't want to be exposed. Your heart really would be cracked open if you felt like someone was criticizing your work. But we all get criticized. I get criticized, you know, and I give a lot. I give a ton. People still find things wrong, okay? So you can't worry about that. You know, you're going to have a small percentage of people that are not going to resonate with it, and that's fine. So this little girl needs to grow up. She needs to feel like she can be exposed. And I really feel like it goes way back to a past life as well. Like way back, Melissa, like 10 past lives ago. And I'm feeling this kind of distortion between who you were in that time period and what was acceptable. Okay? All right. Okay. Joyce says, hi, Crystal. First, thank you for all that you do for us. Your program seems so generous. Oh, thank you. Okay, now I currently am in limbo. I recently separated from my husband. I'm living and working at a location that I know won't be forever, and I feel I need to tweak what I'm doing for work. My New Year's resolution was to do more grounding meditation so I could tap into my intuition and figure out my direction. Haven't achieved that yet. Could you check in with my higher self? Okay. To align with your purpose and path. All right. So one thing, Joyce, that I'm seeing is I'm actually seeing this beam of light coming out your throat chakra, but it needs to drop down into your heart chakra, okay? So that's not allowing you to actually get the messages in a way that's auditory. And I believe that you have a gift of clairaudience. But because the energy is stuck in that throat chakra, you know, it comes from a past life surviving some really horrible destruction of your family. And there's a lot of pain there, okay, that still needs to be healed. That's why you're not allowed to actually, you know, get that information down in. You still are storing that in your throat. All right? So let's work on clearing that out of your throat, okay? All right. Lori from Montreal says, hey, Crystal, my energy work has gone well since my phone session with you. Thanks. You're welcome. What can I do to better clear energy to reach my heart's desire? Okay, let's just check and see what's going on with you. Okay, it's in the back of your heart chakra. And what I'm seeing is desperation that's stuck in there. Okay? So we've got to work on clearing that desperation. Now let me check and see if I can find out where it's coming from. Okay, this is actually recent, two past lives ago. Desperation. And you know what? It actually was just desperation because you were wanting to move to another level of financial security, but you experienced just devastation I'm trying to think of what how to describe this, because I think it has to do with the culture that you were in and the devastation that you experienced. And so you have to rise up above that, okay? So clear that out of the back heart chakra. All right. Okay, Adriella from Buenos Aires. I've recently moved to Argentina after feeling drawn here by my heart and am grounding into the crystal grid. Yeah, there's so many energies. Are there certain things I can be doing to make the move easier? And any guidance for establishing myself here? Also, do you see love relationship coming in for me? Okay. Okay, Adriella, let's just check and see here what you can do to make that transition easier. Well, immediately what I heard is, you have to cut ties. Now, some people don't know this, but we get enmeshed not only with people, but we get enmeshed with the places that we live. We get enmeshed with our animals. We get connected and attached and enmeshed with groups of people, organizations, with our business. What I'm seeing is there's still ties. Now, when I first moved from L.A. to Seattle, I literally had to cut cords with L.A. And I'm seeing that you have ties as well. So you have to cut cords with the city that you're in. You have to cut cords with the country that you're in. And I just want to say it's all going to be okay. You can cut cords and you'll still have some kind of connection to the land or to the place. But in order to come into a place where you're being fully received and receiving all the energies in the space that you're at, you've got to cut those cords and allow yourself to be fully present and ready and available for the new energies that are coming in. Now, let's also see about your love relationship. Well, I see this person that is really happy, just a very happy person. But let me see, because it looks like it is a little ways off. It might be within the next year, okay? So it's still a little ways off, but this person is really happy and just sparks that light within you. Okay. All right, so we are coming to the last little bit here. I've got another question. SR from Tustin. Hi, Miss Crystal. Lots of love and admiration to you. Thank you for being you. Aw, thank you. I'd like to know how to manifest a new job within a few weeks. I don't see the current job working out, not my tribe. I've always been ahead and ready to leave a job way in advance, but it has always taken many months to a year before I manifest a new one. Okay. All right. So let me just check in and see what's going on here. I mean, obviously, what I'm seeing is I'm seeing that things float in and around you. It's as if you're not able to, like, grab it and anchor it in. So let me just check and see if I can find that part of you. Hold on. I'm seeing this part, this kind of, you know, waving the white flag. Like, you know, there is this part that wants to give up before the energy lands. And I don't know why that is. Like, she's all ready to give up before, just right before. I mean, really, yeah, she just waves this white flag and just gives herself over too easily. And I think that this has to do with your soulmate as well. What part of you gives yourself over too easily to the wrong thing? Because it's just been a pattern over and over and over that's been played out. It comes through your father's lineage 5 generations ago. Okay, so that's where you need to start looking. Okay. All right, Cecilia from Cecilia from Canada. Hi, Crystal. Thanks again for the effort and energy you put into keeping us moving forward. You're welcome. I'm curious to know how grounded I am and whether my connection to the golden grid is a strong one. If you could please scan for this and let me know how to enhance or improve on what you see around me in the golden grid. Okay. So, Cecilia, let's just check and see how you are grounded. You're a little bit stepped backwards, but it's just down below where your feet are. Your feet, your ankles and your feet kind of take steps backwards. So when you're doing that, let's check and see. Your aura is not all the way down around you. Your aura keeps moving slightly up, but only over your ankles. So I'm going to check and see what that pattern is. Okay. Well, the pattern is fear. And it came when you were 17. All right, so you've got to clear that fear. Okay, all right, everyone, that is our time. I wish we had more time. Thank you so much for being here. Oh, my gosh, we even have more people that have called in. Huh. Oh, my gosh, I'm sorry that I can't take everybody. We're going to do this again in a couple weeks, so I will be sending out an email. Be ready for that, and I'll talk to you then. Till then, stay grounded. Remember, this is your grounding cord. You can create it however you want it, and it's there to absolutely support you, and the earth is there to support you. Allow yourself to feel the presence and the power and the strength within you. Much love to everybody, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.